time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk team of Nick and Nick, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru. We are back at it every week, baby, here on MSONewsSports.com. What's going on, Nick?
Not much. What's happening?
Nothing. Only the fact that we're in the week that we've been talking about all year.
Exactly.
Tournament. What's going to happen in the tournament? And we're off and running. And at the time we talk, it's basically the first night, right? First night of the postseason.
Yeah, the first round, round of 32.
Yeah.
For hoop, I think hockey was Wednesday for that round of 32 for the most part, and then, you know, hoop Thursday or Friday. So, you know, a lot of stuff coming up these next couple of nights. I know this comes out Thursday, so tonight and tomorrow night, huge nights for the basketball tournament.
Yeah. It's where they work through the preliminaries as well, right? If there are brackets that have more than 32 in there.
Oh, yeah, which all of them do.
It's all, I was going to say, like, it's pretty much everybody. You get those 500 teams that you want to pipe in. And, geez, who did I see? Was it Mike Lynch, you know, the former WCVB5 guy, right? Mm-hmm. North Shore guy. He was complaining, one of the classic complaints, easy complaints. Look, there's a 3-15-1 team that made it. You know, my question is, how do you change that, right? What do you? Mm-hmm. So they have a good opponent rating. That's probably why they got in, right? That's how they had
exactly.
to have
in. Exactly. And you know, it does get tough with that. I think, you know, girls hockey was probably the main culprit because there's only about 38 to 40-ish teams in each division. So
yeah.
It's like just about everybody makes it, and that's kind of tough.
Yeah, I don't know who he was citing that 3-15-1 team. It'd be interesting to see who it mm-hmm. was. You probably find it. We just got to click like 12 times to see who there was. But it might have been one of those lower divisions, maybe. I mean, I'm looking around. I see Division 4, the worst team.
On the flip side, you had 20-0 in classical girls basketball outside the top 32.
32, yeah. Yeah, I know. And speaking of girls basketball, the Merrimack Valley, clearly Andover is mm-hmm. red, just smoking hot as they've been all year. No one's touched them. 21-0 for this. And they are
play a schedule, too. That's a well-earned 21-0.
Yeah. And, you know, you got to go with them, as some might argue that Tewksbury boys hockey might be up there as well in terms of a state title
also
favorite.
One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some would say Lawrence is in the conversation, but I got to go with Andover girls basketball for the team to watch in terms of bringing home a trophy. Because, sure, Tewksbury did it last year. Andover mm-hmm. didn't. They were close. They were in the final, close as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, to come out, they've been in state title games the last three seasons.
Yeah, they seem poised
the last
this
two.
Year. Like, it just seems like this is their year, too. It's like they've been working. You know, they got close the last couple. They've been working to this one.
And you see the look. I mean, we've seen them. Our podcast listeners can't see them, but on the Zooms that we've had, we've been able to see the reactions of, like, Methuen girls basketball, Drake at girls basketball, when we mention Andover. Like, that they have the same look.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they smile, look at each other, and say, yeah, that was a tough one. You know, because they're just dominant. And you know, Coach Shabino, I think, takes them outside of the Merrimack Valley Conference as well. And they've conquered everything. The only thing that will get in their way is a red hot team that just catches fire in the tournament. That happens.
That's the beauty of that's the one that's most, you know, that's the most frustrating. And the best thing about the tournament is, you know, in basketball, when it's a one game scenario, anyone can get hot from the field at any given time. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why March Madness is so good. You know, somebody gets hot, it can happen.
So they'll take on the winner of Wednesday's Acton Boxborough King Philip. That was last night. So Andover's waiting for that winner. And if they get past that, they will await the winner of Belmont Central Catholic. Hmm. So Andover's had the number of their Lawrence team based out of Lawrence rivals.
Oh, yeah.
So, but that will be an early Merrimack Valley round of 16 matchup. And then if they sneak out of that, they, you know, this is just us hoping this happens. We're not saying it will. a lot has to happen, but North Andover will be in the round of eight. North Andover, Andover, if they...
It's our job to look ahead. it's the coach's job to rebuff our questions when we ask them to look ahead. It's our job to look ahead.
Chelmsford on the same side of the bracket as those two as well. And then on the other side, trying to see which Merrimack Valley teams are on the other side of that, which could be a state final. Possibly Methuen is, they snuck in. Mm-hmm. That would be an amazing Cinderella run if they get through. But I think they're the only Merrimack Valley team on the other side of the bracket. So, yeah, we are probably looking at a potential semi-final big, Merrimack Valley match. Like last year, I think Andover and Central Catholic girls were in the semis of the state. So, hey, can't ask for much more than that. That wouldn't happen in the old days.
Would not. They'd all have to go through each other right away.
Yeah, and the North Finals would be equivalent to what, the round of 16 now? Is that where that is, like, in terms
pretty
of
much? Yeah, but it's kind of like, it's weird, it's kind of like they skipped around too, by merging them all together.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the round of 32 is kind of the equivalent of what like the sectional first round would be.
All right, and then our friends Tewksbury, like we were talking, they got Division II. We'll be talking to their coach Doherty later in the show about it, but they got number one, up there 18-1-1. And the team, did they beat Tewksbury in the finals last year or Canton?
Canton.
Okay. They're right back at it. The only, what was your top four? Tewksbury, Canton, Gloucester last year.
Yeah.
And now it's just replaced Gloucester with Walpole. Same thing.
Yeah. Walpole was, I think, a top six ranked team last year. They're always right there too. I think they made a Super 8 recently, actually.
Newburyport's in the mix there, and Gloucester at 12.
As usual.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's the South. If the South doesn't come out with a win, that's a disappointment to them. They got a lot in there. Tewksbury stands in the way at number one.
They did last year.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, that's pretty much the high talking points for us. We are going to... We are going to step out of the way and get to our two guests of the day. First, talking with Coach Dave Fazio, Andover Boys Basketball, and a special guest we have in the car with him on the interview. You'll have to wait and see who that is. And after that, we'll talk to Tewksbury Hockey Coach, Mr. Doherty, after that. So lots to talk about. We will step out of the way now, take a break, and be right back.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Don McCastro, Nick Kukuru here with Coach Dave Fazio, Andover boys basketball. At the moment, at the time of this recording, on his way to scout the next or first opponent of their Division I tournament run, Springfield Central or Marshfield. You're heading west, guys. I say guys because there's a special guest in there. Coach, who's with you, first of all?
There's no one other than my athletic director. Talk about being committed to the program. He just goes as P-U-G. He goes as Pug, but his name is Wayne Puglisi. He's our first-year athletic director, but we've been teaching together for over 20 years. So we're he's got a light schedule tonight with the tournaments. He's committed to the program, and we love the road trips together. So we're looking forward to going down to Springfield.
Yeah. Cool. And it's going to be Springfield Central or Marshfield. By the time this recording comes out, we'll know the opponent. We'll know where Andover's matched up. Hopefully it's not before Thursday. But so what's the feel? I mean, you know anything about these teams, Coach, before you get there?
I don't know a whole lot about Marshfield, but I do know a little bit about Springfield Central. Springfield Central played in the St. Mary's of Lynn tournament over the holiday break, and they got some talent. They're big. They're strong. They have a great reputation. They almost beat BC High in the state quarterfinal last year. So I know a lot about them. As far as Marshfield goes, I know they have a legendary coach who's been at it maybe a little bit longer than me. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this evening.
Absolutely. Dave, I mean, you guys, the number 8 seed, and you guys are on fire. I mean, a recent win over Lawrence. Take us to your squad. What's the feel of the team entering this time of year?
Well, if you guys recall, our last conversation was Christmas time, and I told you guys I thought we could be sneaky good, but I didn't know what was going to be ahead of me, and I didn't realize we were going to be that bad. we took two losses in the Christmas tournament. We're at 5-7 at one point. We had a 20-point loss to North Andover, and we were like just brawling, and we just decided that we were going to play a different way. The way we were playing wasn't going to work, and we started trapping and pressing and running, and somehow, some way, our guys caught fire, and we've been making shots, and we've been playing our best basketball the last month or so. So I'm really excited about the way we're playing and really looking forward to playing in this tournament.
Yeah, I mean, talk about that Lawrence. We didn't talk to you yet about the Lawrence win. I mean, my goodness, talk about the boys coming in and stepping up against a huge rival and getting it done in such, you know, clutch fashion, convincing fashion, frankly.
Yeah, I honestly think our season was turned when we won at Central Catholic. Central had already beaten us two times pretty handily by double digits. And we went in there and they jumped us early. They have a hell of a team, a great coach. And we got down early and somehow, some way, we came all the way back and we literally won at the buzzer in their gym. And it's almost like it just changed everything for us from a standpoint of just confidence and belief. Like I kept telling the kids, like, guys, I believe in you. We can get this done. But you need some type of a signature win for these kids to be like, wow, I guess we are pretty darn good. And that, honestly, that kind of changed everything for us. And then we started getting on a roll. And then in regards to the Lawrence game, I mean, Lawrence was kind of due for one of these games where they've just been so outstanding and so dominant the whole year. And they had senior night on that particular night and it was delayed. And I know Moose also does an amazing job and has his kids ready. I just don't think they had so many other things going on that we caught fire. And again, when you get hot, we stop making shots, you stop believing. And just, you know, anytime they made a run at us, we just made a big shot. And that's what we've been doing. We just want to stay hot. You know, we just want to stay hot.
Absolutely. Coach, I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but, you know, North Andover.
I knew it was coming.
Rival right there. And obviously, you know, Central Catholic and Chelmsford also on the same side of the bracket as you guys. So, I mean, it's littered with rivals and familiar faces here.
Yeah, well, I got to be honest with you. The best part of this tournament with it going, like, statewide now is the fact that you don't see those teams. So, like, last year we played St. John's of Worcester. We played Winchester. We played Wachusett. It was so nice to see other teams from your league. So our first-round game is exactly that, right? We're playing someone that doesn't really know us. We don't know them. And then if we're fortunate to win and North Andover's fortunate to win, we'll play them for a third time, but we're not even thinking about North Andover right now. We're just totally focusing on those two teams that we got ahead of us on for Thursday night.
We're thinking about it, but that's what
I'm sure you are.
That's what we do.
Yep.
Coach Dave Fazio here, Andover boys basketball, doing some scouting at the time of this recording, waiting patiently for their Springfield Central or Marshfield matchup, and we'll see what happens down the road from there. But who has been getting it done, Coach, in the second half of the season? Who are some of those players that have really stepped up?
I mean, I got to be honest with you. All these kids have been terrific. Our two senior, our three senior tri-captains, Ryan McClellan, Rohit Shinavazan, and Lincoln Beal have been outstanding. But we have, like, Chase Lembo has been great. We had a senior that hadn't played a lot, and we threw him in the Central game and played great. Leo Ackerman, Danny Resendez. I mean, all the kids, our freshman, Luca. Palmero. I mean, all the kids that we've playing 9 to 10 guys every night, and they're all playing great. And, you know, I guess that's why we're doing so well. The guys are subbing in and taking the level of play to another level. And, yeah, I'm really just proud of these kids. To win 8 in a row against the caliber of schedule we played is pretty impressive. And hopefully, you know, we haven't peaked. Hopefully got one more peak, as my AD would say. We got a peak and repeat, and that's what we're hoping to get a repeat.
And speaking of that, AD, the man behind the Zoom technology phone situation, that man that got it done, Wayne Puglisi. Can you come on, sir, for one question?
I suppose. Reluctantly.
Question for you is about the big entire product of Andover sports in the winter season right now. My goodness, there are some good teams out there. That have some state title potential across the board. What has it been like being sitting in your seat?
Well, the fall season was spectacular. Our field hockey team wins a state title.
Yeah.
Every single our football program had an amazing season. Every single team has made it to the tournament. And it's been pretty cool to sort of be in this role and seeing things as a whole. I coached boys lacrosse for 20 plus years, and looking at it from a single point of view, the whole lens is like it's pretty impressive. We've got some great student athletes. We've got some great coaches. Pretty fortunate to be in this position, I'll be honest.
Excellent. Well, the Wayne and Dave show wrapping it up. I want you to focus on the Mass Pike. Keep it at
on no the road, more than, baby. We're on the road. Mile 73.
Keep it at no more than 72 miles. You know, seven above the speed limit, and you'll be good.
I will not rat my boy out. How fast he's driving.
I gotta see them warming up. It matters.
buddy, we're doing great, right? We're doing great.
Guys, thanks, and best of luck to all of Andover Sports this winter.
Love you guys. You guys are the greatest.
All right, have a good one. Be safe.
All right, see you, boys.
Bye now. All right, that was Coach Fazio and his AD in the books. We're going to take a break on the other side, catching up with some more Merrimack Valley Sports Talk.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too, and make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Cooperu, team of Nick and Nick back at it. Repeat guest on the line. Busy time of year for this guy, for sure. Tewksbury boys hockey coach Derek Doherty. What's going on, coach?
Not much. How are you?
Good. Did at the time of this recording, have you come back from knowing your next opponent, your first opponent in the tournament now?
Yes, we're going to play Lowell Catholic. They just beat Haverhill 1-0.
There you go. Wow, what a game. Oh, nice. So what's your take, your fresh take on Lowell Catholic? What'd you see?
Pretty good. You get some pretty good defensemen, some pretty good forwards. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us, but we'll be prepared.
Nice.
I said it's an all Merrimack Valley game that kind of slid under our radar.
I know, right?
Yeah. So Lowell, Haverhill, and now going to Tewksbury now. So the Breakaway Ice Center, it is, by the time this recording comes out, it's actually tonight, like March 2nd, 7:10 p.m. Tewksbury game one for the road to the state final, trying to repeat. Coach, when you look at last year versus this year, what are the big differences between the two teams, if any?
Well, you know, we have experienced guys who played last year, and then we have a new group of kids, you know, who are, you know, took a little time throughout the year to get to adapted to, you know, how we play, but everybody's on full tilt right now. So we're ready to roll.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's looking like, you know, familiar faces at the top. I mean, you guys beat Canton in the state finals last year. They're right back there at number three. Duxbury was a semifinalist last year. They're right back there. You know, Walpole, Silver Lake made the quarters last year. I mean, it's looking like pretty similar to the, you know, the caliber of teams you saw at this point last year.
It really is. I mean, especially the top three teams with us in Duxbury and Canton, basically fighting for those power rankings, for, you know, the last couple of weeks of the season. And we just slid by Duxbury, beating Wilmington by three goals. It just bumped us ahead of them. So it's you know, it's not going to be easy. It never is. So,
yeah, 18-1-1 regular season for you guys. Another tremendous regular season. I mean, you know, the team's like 43 and something in the last 2 years. I mean, it's just insane what's happening. How did you get the kids, you know, some competition out there this year? I mean, obviously you get your Merrimack Valley schedule, and then going forward, like, how did you get some non-leaguers in there? Who were some of the top teams you played?
Winchester, Weymouth, Burlington. I mean, we played in that Ed Burns tournament this year, which is, you know, it's great for us. You know, we're playing different teams. We're playing the top public school teams in the state. And it really helps us, you know, moving forward in the state, you know, for the road for the state tournament.
Was it easier kind of filling that schedule this year now that you know what to expect from the power rankings, or was it you just go about your business the same way you did the first year?
I mean, we just go about our business. We have our league schedule. We try to go to Maine for, you know, a couple of games, which that Ed Burns tournament is it takes up three games, and we really, you know, we really think that's going to help us. You know, that's the best thing they did for the public schools, the Allington coach, John Missouri, and that group of guys. You know, and I'm thankful that they included us in it, you know, which is nice. It just, you know, it just makes us better.
Cool. And Coach Derek Doherty here, Tewksbury Hockey, another great regular season, obviously. The postseason prize awaits. you know, looking at what it took last year in the tournament, you know, these kids obviously know they're back. They experienced this atmosphere. You know, what's the message going in game one about just, you know, maintaining focus?
I think the kids know now just from past experience. You know, we do have definitely returners who've been there the last, you know, couple of years, and they know what it takes. It's all business. I mean, you got to go out there. You have to play hard every shift. You can't take a shift off. If you do, you know, something bad can happen. And we know we have great leaders, Nick DiCiaccio on defense and Benny O'Keefe, obviously, in net with 8 shutouts this year. He's been great. But all around, everybody, they like winning, you know, a lot of, they like to win. They don't like to lose. They go out there and they work hard. And, you know, as a coach, that's all you can ask, you know?
Absolutely. Coach, I mean, take us to this, you know, format with the hockey tournament. I feel like hockey is a little more unpredictable of the sports. You know, I feel like maybe you get an easier one in round one. But right after that, when you get to 16 teams, I mean, it seems like it's already down to anyone can beat anyone on any given night.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just looking at it, you know, I think it's Marblehead's pleat, you know, against, I'm pretty sure, Noel, but, you know, the winner of our game, and, you know, all the teams are good. Any given night, you know, like I said, you know, you take a couple of shifts off or a bad bounce, and, you know, it's not good. So, you know, top 16 teams, anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah, and it's a heavily favored South feel, right? In the top 10, there's like 6 or 7 South teams. That's always they're always strong down there. Not to mention, you know, of course, the top 4, I guess. Walpole is a South team, right?
Yeah, they're good too. They're a good team.
Yeah. So it's kind of like do the kids buy into that whole, like, hey, let's hold serve for the North region, you know, kind of like, is there any pride in that? Or is just like, you know what, game to game, we don't care what region it is or who we're playing.
That's how we feel. We don't care who it is. We just want to go out and play hard every night, you know. And if we feel that if we play hard, we're going to win, you know. And if we don't, that means that other team played a better game than we did. And, you know, good for them and good luck, you know.
Yeah. And Coach, like, final question, you know, looking at the way the kids have been playing, right, 18-1-1, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of coaches have, okay, we were good in the first half, we were not so good in the third quarter of the season, and then we picked it up. What's the feel of the team going into the tournament? Did it have a stronger second half than a first half, or, you know, was it pretty steady throughout?
I think we got better as the year went on, to be honest with you. I mean, if you look at our, you know, our wins at the beginning of the year, they were a little bit closer, you know, the scores were close. And as we got rolling, I think the kids got a little bit better, you know. A little adapted to what we're doing, and just get a little bit stronger. So, and we're hoping that trend continues going into the tournament.
Awesome. Well, Coach, we'll let you get going. Game one is known. Tewksbury taking on Lowell Catholic, a 1-0 winner over Haverhill. That's going to be Thursday, March 2nd tonight, 7:10, Breakaway Ice Center. Coach, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Take care.
All right. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, second guest in the books. It's one of our 2 guest shows, Nick. We're so fortunate to
have those once in a while.
Yeah. So fortunate to have the 2 great coaches on, Dave Fazio, now Derek Doherty, and we're wrapping things up at the moment. Yeah, that's right. That does it for us, Nick. One of our rare 2 guest shows where let the guests do the work.
Exactly. 2 good guests.
Yep. 2 legitimate contenders in their respective tournaments. So, all right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk is wrapping up for the night. Thank you for joining us once again. Stay here for all your hot tournament talk. Merrimack Valley, we got the Google search, man. If you search Merrimack Valley Sports, we come up. We're number 1, baby.
Nice.
Yes.
Where it should be.
I haven't checked in a couple weeks, granted, but we'll see. This is your source, Google. This is what Google thinks is your source for Merrimack Valley sports news. So, we appreciate that, Googs. All right, Nick, talk to you later. See you next week.
Absolutely.
All right.